Thank you very much, Maharshi. There's some deeper questions of knowledge that have come to Maharshi. One is from Sam Rumowitz of the Associated Press, who seems to be writing a story on yoga, and he says, "Dear Maharshi, during one of your recent press conferences, you mentioned the existence of a type of yoga named intellectual yoga. Could you please elaborate on the subject? What is it exactly, and how can it be practiced? Thank you in advance."
Yoga simply means unity, and the supreme research in unity has been made available by His Majesty Raja Ram, the first ruler of the global country of world peace. What he has done is, he has made yoga of the two values, one value of consciousness and the other value of the physical body. Physical body and consciousness. He has eliminated the distinction between them. Consciousness flows and physiology is static. He has proved that the static value of physiology has underneath it its governing power, flowing consciousness. This is yoga. When we say yoga, then we say consciousness and physical in their unified state. And yoga can be put in definition on all levels. Yoga. In a tree, you know, yoga is on the level of the sap. Because on the level of the sap, all the leaves and flowers and fruits, they all meet there. Meeting point is the yoga. The common point is the yoga. Yoga is said to be lamp at the door. Two different values. Both are together. The togetherness is yoga. And togetherness, extreme kind of yoga is, supreme yoga is silence and dynamism. Two different qualities coming to be one, and that is called Brahm. So the two values of the jiva, two values of the individual, which is physiology and consciousness, two values of the individual, the body and intelligence, the body and consciousness, these come together. And these two have a name, Brahm. Brahm means total unification of all that is there. This is Brahm. So yoga is Brahm. Yoga is Atma. Yoga is unification of diverging values of dynamism with uniting value of silence. Silence and dynamism. Silence and dynamism. Silence and dynamism in our physiology. Silence and dynamism in our physiology has a name. Vishnu. Vishnu Devata, the intelligence that puts dynamism and silence together in one unified wholeness, Vishnu. Only silence is Shiva. Shiva is sitting there in the brain. Physiology of Shiva has been shown by His Majesty Rajaram. Physiologically, it is available to perception. It's available to be realized for its structure and function within the brain. The nerves are there in the form of Shiva in the brain. It's there. Vishnu is there in the brain, inside the brain. Ganpati, Devata, all these devatas which have been made available in the Vedic literature, they are a reality of everyone's life. And one can realize them in one's own awareness. Then one's own awareness of the individual wakes up in their quality of creativity, in their quality of intelligence. So the human body is the home of infinite creative intelligence. Body is the home of the Veda. Everyone's body is the home of Veda. Veda means total knowledge. Every student that we find at home or in school or on the street, he is a carrier of Veda. He is carrying Veda within himself. He is carrying different fields of creative intelligence in the physical form within his own physical body. From this knowledge we say that book knowledge is a waste of time. Book knowledge is a waste of time for the children. The children, every child on earth is born to control the whole cosmic life. Every child is born to live in the light of God and be capable of knowing anything, of doing anything. That is our joy, to establish in our lifetime such education, such health care. Very beautiful, very beautiful. Really very beautiful.